President Joe Biden says he is ready to get to work on some major challenges, which he laid out in his inaugural address today.
A raging virus, growing inequity, the sting of systemic racism, a climate in crisis, America's role in the world. Any one of these would be enough to challenge us in profound ways.
Those are his top priorities, and today he is planning to sign a series of executive actions, steps he can take on his own to begin action now. White House correspondent Franco Ordonez joins us now. Hey there, Franco.
Hey, Marilise.
Before we get to the executive actions and everything else, you're at the White House today. What's it like? What's the mood?
You know, this morning I saw the now former President Trump's aides saying their final goodbyes. They were doing their last bit of cleanup. But at noon, as soon as President Biden was sworn in, one of the first things that we saw here at the White House was the website switching over. And then they also took over the POTUS Twitter account. Biden's first tweet, by the way, was that there's no time to waste. You know, and soon after that, photos of the Bidens were actually being put up on walls inside the West Wing that had been left bare. And then staff started to show up. They were getting their computers set up, saying hellos. It all moved very fast. And soon Biden arrived at the White House just a little bit more than a half hour ago.
All right. So let's get to the work ahead. We heard there his policy priorities. COVID-19, the economy, climate, racial justice. These are huge things, not things anybody can fix in a day. What can he do on
right,
day one?
Right. Huge issues. Well, his chief of staff and other top advisors told us last night that he plans to sign 17 executive actions today from the Oval Office. And these are things that he's been talking about for a while. He's going to require people to wear masks in federal buildings, for example. He will officially rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement. He's going to revoke a ban that Trump had on diversity training, and he's also going to stop construction of the border wall and the Keystone Pipeline. But some of these orders are actually just to get the ball rolling on things that are going to take more time. Just for example, like they've identified more than 100 of Trump's environmental rollbacks to reverse. And that actual reversal will take some more work.
Right, because to accomplish a lot of things on his agenda, he's going to need some help from Congress. What is top of his legislative agenda?
Well, today he's planning to send a comprehensive immigration proposal to the Hill. This was something that he promised to do on day one. It will offer a path to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the country. And because of that, before the bill even got to the Hill, we saw one senator say he will put a hold on Biden's nominee for the Department of Homeland Security over the measure. So that'll continue to be a flashpoint between Republicans, Democrats. But the real test of whether Biden can marshal some kind of unity is his proposal for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. That plan would cover vaccines, economic relief for families, and he says it's all desperately needed.
In the immediate hours and then coming days, we know that there's not going to be a traditional inaugural ball, but there'll be some celebration tonight. And then what is top on Biden's calendar just for these next few days?
Well, we're told to expect more executive orders every day out through next week and beyond. And next month, President Biden will propose another recovery bill to Congress. This one will involve spending on things like infrastructure, manufacturing, research and development. And he's got big plans and a big shift for U.S. foreign policy and diplomacy.
All right. And PR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez reporting from the White House. Thanks, Franco.
Thank you.